Welcome everybody to our weekly live stream promoting Kiwi music here in New Zealand with your host Ralphie, streaming on kiwiradio.nz and upfm.co.nz. We have double trouble today with Will Saunders joining us in the second half of the show. Now, Will Saunders is actually an illustrator based in Auckland, but he is very well known to be in all sorts of bands, and he's going to showcase three different bands that he's been in, and that's going to be fun. He's going to be joining us at the half hour. And we're also joined today by Hangar 18. Hangar 18 is a band here in New Zealand, crowd rocking, blending melodic guitarists and alternative rock. And we have Paul from that band joining us today. Starting the show first with a Kiwi tune by a classic band called Op Shop. Jason Kerrison is the singer, and the song is called Hey You. Paul from Hangar 18 also tells me he's got an interesting story about this song. We'll talk to him straight afterwards. In about 2.5 minutes, you're tuned into kiwiradio.nz.
Hey you, hey you. You're different from those things that you do. Hey you, do you feel like a million bucks when you're through? Lose the stitch and your hand can share and give me back right. And in the end, guess well, there I go again. Over and over and over, I deserve this again. This again.
By Op Shop, opening the hour for the Kiwi Music Showcase with your host Ralphie, streaming on kiwiradio.nz. A really cool band, that one. Speaking of cool bands, we have Paul from Hangar 18. You can check them out at hangar18nz.com. Hangar is spelt H-A-N-G-A-R. We have Paul from that band on the phone right now, and he's the original founding member of Hangar 18. He's had a long music career working on all sides of the industry, and he says his idea was to form a male version of Garbage, comprising of a couple of established music industry veterans with some new blood mixed in the helm. We're going to talk to him right now and see what he's up to for 2023. Firstly, big warm welcome, Paul Marshall.
Good evening. How are you doing today?
Hey, Paul. Welcome to the show. Now, I'm no stranger to you, of course. I've even auditioned once for a band that you did. I think it was this band, and I didn't make the cut, so now I'm in music journalism, full circle, really. but there we go. We've got some other talented band members for Hangar 18. Maybe you can tell us what you've been up to for 2023.
Yeah, sure. Yes, you did indeed audition for the band. That must have been back in 2019 or 2018. Basically, Hangar 18 originally formed Hangar 18 all the way back in 1996. So the original lineup ran from 96 through to late 1999. And then we disbanded and we all went our merry ways. I started an artist management company, a record label, and an international tour company in the meantime. And then 18 years later, I thought, it's been 18 years since Hangar 18 broke up. So I thought, let's get them back together. So I basically reformed the band. That would have been in 2017. And, we started touring again in 2018.
Awesome. I love the numerology on that there as well. Absolutely. No, very cool. Very talented lads in Hangar 18. Again, check them out at hangar18nz.com. Don't forget, in the second half hour, we have Will Saunders joining us as well. But let's talk about your band. Now, actually, before we do that, I was promised you had an interesting story with Op Shop, the first song that we opened with. Would you want to tell us?
Yep. I've got many good stories of Op Shop and especially Jason. So I've known Jason for well over 25 years. But that song, Hey You, that you played, you asked me to pick one of my favorite Kiwi songs, so I picked that one. And the story goes, basically, I was a judge at a Battle of the Bands, and it was the very first competition. They were the very first band on. So we had, I think, 80 or 90 bands play that year. But Op Shop, well, actually, back then they were called GST, which was Goldfish Shopping Trolley. And Jason opened the whole show, so the first band I'd seen, the first song was Hey You, and it just blew me away. And I turned to the other judges and said, they're going to win. And they were all like, they were really surprised, because they went, well, there's another 80 or 90 bands to go yet. How do you know? And I just went, they're going to win. And they did, by the way, that year.
That reminds me when I auditioned for X Factor New Zealand, top 25, by the way, Paul, what an achievement. But anyway, the whole series opened with what eventuated to be the winner of the whole series, the beatboxer. And it just goes to show maybe the first thing is always the best, right? Speaking of firsts, your first song for today is called The First to Know. What do we need to know? What's it about?
Well, this was from old Hangar 18. So this album was released in 1997. It's a bit of a weird thing, old Hangar 18. So basically, we were together for 4 odd years, I'd say, back in the late 90s. We toured with Silverchair, Ocean Colour Scene, No Doubt, and loads of big bands. We toured around Southeast Asia. We did the Unity Handover Festival and stuff in Hong Kong. So this was from our first album. So it's very, very different. We were a three-piece back then, different vocalists. Different bass player, obviously me on the drums. But this is one of the songs that I wrote, and it was basically about relationship breakup. So if you listen to the lyrics, it's about you'll be the first to know, but really it's the complete opposite of that.
Awesome. Paul, thanks again for doing the showcase today. Paul is on drums for Hangar 18, but also really there from the beginning. And we've got first of all, congratulations on a successful music history so far. It's really cool when we see Kiwis go abroad and do such cool things, right? Speaking of overseas listeners and everything, we do have a live audience today from Houston, USA. Welcome to little old New Zealand. And of course, we've got our regulars streaming along Auckland, Hamilton, and also Christchurch joining us today. So thank you so much for joining the weekly show, 7 p.m. live every Tuesday. This is the Hangar 18 band. The first to know is the title of the song.
It's been great to know you, to feel once I've walked out that door. Where will I go? I'm not too sure. Oh no.
La 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 la, you'll be the first to know. La 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 la, you'll be the first to know. La 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 la, you'll be the first to know. La 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 la, you'll be the first to know.
QBRadio.nz, host Ralphie and Paul is in the hot seat today. Banger of a track there, Paul. Congratulations. The first to know is the name of the track. Up next is a song called Say It To Me. Please tell us, what's the song about?
Say It To Me actually wrote up in Asia, in the Philippines, I think it was at the time, in Manila. But some of my songs have a bit of a theme about sort of mental health and breakups and relationships and stuff. So this is another one along those lines. In fact, all the three songs that I picked tonight are actually, that's basically the theme. So the listeners will probably get to hear a bit of a resemblance in them.
Right, awesome. And also new for 2023, we will be plugging your latest single as the third and final track. It's currently on new tracks and playing on tons of stations, so that's a really cool focus for you this year. So at first, let's listen to Say It To Me by Hangar 18. You're tuned into KiwiRadio.nz.
Far away from the place where we first met.
Singer 18 is our guest for the first half of the show. If you are enjoying the tunes, check out their website, hanger18nz.com. Hanger is spelled H-A-N-G-A-R. And we have Paul Marshall, the drummer, but also the head guru, the boss, the huncho. Does everyone call you boss, or what was the story?
No, nobody calls me boss. Even though I might be the head of the band as such, we're all equals, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've all got our parts to play in the band.
Hey, thanks for doing the press for today as well. Now, you've got a new single, and I'm sure it's very exciting. Tell us the journey with the song. How's it being received, etc.?
It's been a very long journey. I'll try and keep the story fairly short, even though it's a long one. But just... in a nutshell, basically, we were working on the album in late 2019. I flew to Australia. We flew over there in March of 2020 to finish off the album with our producer, Steve James, who's out of Brisbane there. And we finished and came back literally 7 days before the first COVID lockdown. So we had a finished album. We'd actually recorded all the videos. We basically had everything to go, all the artwork and everything. But then when COVID hit, because we couldn't tour internationally, couldn't really tour locally, we decided to go on a bit of a hiatus that was originally for 6 months. That basically lasted 2.5 years. So it was middle of 2022. We decided, right, we can start up again and let's put out a single. So we put out the first single of the new album in September of 2022, which was Say It To Me, the one you just heard. And then All This Time, which is the second single off the new album, has just come out in February. And it just made the latest New Tracks disc by New Zealand Air, which was, thank you very much to all the guys there for picking that.
Congratulations. So
the lead track on the 20-odd tracks they picked for that month. So it's been getting a lot of radio airplay, and also been getting radio airplay overseas as well. The video's been quite well received online, plus on a few stations that it's playing. So, yeah, it's been great.
It's cool. It's finally, it must feel very good to be holding these cards for so long with all these unforeseen events. And then all this time, hint them with the song title, all this time you had all this material brewing in the background. And it must feel good to finally have it out to people's ears, including us here at Gear Radio.
And also, obviously, during COVID, because I couldn't do nothing for the 2 years while COVID was happening, I'm quite a prolific songwriter. So I'd written another 300 songs. So I did all the music and stuff. And I managed to pick up a friend of mine who's in Los Angeles. So she's a singer out of LA. I got a friend of mine out of Nashville who's a singer, a male singer, and a guy in London who's Scottish. And between those three, I basically started four new projects.
Nice.
And released singles, multiple singles of them, did all the videos myself and edited all the videos and pushed out the singles just to basically keep me active as an artist in those couple of years that Hanger 18 was on hold.
Yeah, absolutely. And good on you for sort of keeping yourself creatively busy. How do you feel when you do have sort of days when you're not creative? I mean, what's going on in your head with that? Are there even days like that?
Well, I'm probably a bit different to, I'm very different to a lot of artists. So my day job as such, I'm running an international record label and touring artist, and I've got a couple of new businesses that I'm starting up in the music industry. So basically, when I'm not being creative, I'm actually doing stuff in the music industry. So I tend to see everything from all sides of the industry, basically, which is actually quite useful, especially with my label, with the artists I signed to my label, because I can actually obviously guide them through a lot of, you know, the steps and stuff and how it is from the artist's point of view and also from the label point of view. So so I don't really get down days. I sort of tend to write in spurts. So it might be that I'll go away to my mate's ranch up north for a week and, you know, 2 or 3 days out of that, I might just write and it all sort of, you know, spills out and, yeah, I'll get 3, 4, 5 songs over those couple of days and that's how I did it.
Now, you're no stranger with the air miles as well, going from Asia to New Zealand and all sorts of places. Are there any differences with the different regions that you notice in terms of audience, in terms of genres? Give us some insight.
Oh, it's basically different in every country. Really, really different. I can tell you for a fact, like, I love the Philippines and the Filipino people. They're great. But they love to sit down and watch music. So they'll basically be eating their dinner and having a beer and watching you perform from their dinner table. So that's a huge difference to obviously being in New Zealand where people are sort of pogoing around and jumping all over the place. So, but it's good. You sort of get used to the differences in the different cultures and stuff. So, yeah, it's cool.
Awesome. Hey, what's next for you? Now, I know you're doing all these creative projects. You've got your label as well. I don't know if you want to plug that as well. But what's next for you in, say, this next six-month cycle? Anything that we can...
Well, I've already got the next five Hangar 18 singles and music videos already done, completed, and ready to go. So we'll be pushing out the next single, which, just for your viewers ahead of time, will be a track called Marilyn's Wine. It's a bit of a... sort of a rock ballad, if we can say that. Sort of along those lines. It's a bit of a ballady, slower song. But that'll be the next release, and then we'll have a new release coming out in Southern Hemisphere summer, near the end of the year in November. And then we're just applying for some festivals. So I've got some meetings next week with festival organisers over here in New Zealand and Australia. We should be back on the road, hopefully by summer 2023-24. That's the plan at this stage.
Awesome. And for anyone listening in, like, live or on replay, what's your sort of best piece of advice for longevity when it comes to being in the music industry?
Basically, be honest in everything that you do. Be passionate about what you do. Make good friends, because it's still one of the biggest things that people tend to miss in the music industry, especially these days, because everyone thinks it's happening on TikTok and Instagram and wherever. It's still a people business, so still connect with people, still get those relationships going, and keep hold of those relationships. So it's about longevity, and long relationships will help you build a good music career.
Amen. Some great piece of advice there from Paul Marshall, a true veteran of the New Zealand music scene, both in the suit business side of it and also the creative side of it as well. Hey, Paul, it's been real pleasure to catch up with you. I am still slightly sobbing that you didn't pick me as your lead singer. I'm really not. I'm grateful that you picked the right bloke for this one. It sounds amazing. It sounds wonderful. So congratulations on the music. Big fan, and hope to hear more from you soon. Don't be a stranger of the podcast, okay?
That'd be great. And thanks so much for your time tonight. And we should catch up at one stage and have a beer and have a proper catch up. And I'd like to hear you sing again.
Absolutely. Well, it's a small country, and I'm sure we'll bump heads again. And I just love your creative output. I love your passion, your energy, and you've put so much into the arts, and I love you for that. So congratulations. Stay cool, stay creative. Okay, Paul Marshall.
Thanks so much indeed. And thanks for your time tonight. And thanks to all the listeners from around the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have a great day.
Check out Hangar 18, hangar18nz.com. Stay tuned. We also have Will Saunders coming up on the second half of the show. But first, let's check out the brand new single, All This Time.
All this time to make a change. I feel turned away. It all keeps closing in. I'll not be the one that takes. I will not bend, I will not break. I will keep with the choices I make.
Banger 18 playing on KiwiRadio.nz, also simulcast on rpfm.co.nz, reaching the half past point of the show, introducing the second guest for tonight. Will Saunders is just a cool guy. I've spoken to him before. He's very creative with the painting and the drawing and the music. Today we're actually going to revisit three different bands that he's been involved with: The Quick and the Dead, The Lowest Fidelity, Bear Hat. It's such a rich history. I think we're just going to need to get the man to say it in his own words. But first of all, warm welcome back, Will Saunders. How are you doing, mate?
Oh, kia ora, Ralphie. Thank you so much for having me again, man. It's great to hear from you.
I love that voice because there's just so much energy and passion behind it. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Well, it's hard not to after hearing Paul and Hangar 18 and his work ethic and his tenacity to do these things. It inspired me and humbled me as well. So from Paul's and Hangar 18's thing back to mine, it's going to be a more of a retrospective of things, but definitely in the same vein of loving what we do, Ralphie. So as yourself, man, I know the passion of living and getting things done, why not? While we still can.
I'm a giving kind of man. I've got a short time here on this little third rock from the sun. So you just got to laugh your way through it. Now, I know we've been through a pandemic, we've been through floods, we've been through all sorts of things that are in the Bible, essentially. So we're probably like in the end pages of the Bible. But, I'm going to smile through the chaos, right? Have fun with your friends. Well, hey. And music's a great outlet.
And that's exactly right, man. Hold on to it. And also, those things are pets, cats, those things. So, enjoy.
And the cool thing about podcasts, man, I'm going to, honestly, at the end of my life, I'm going to be in a retirement village and I'm going to give my son a USB stick and all this richness and history of New Zealand music will be in his hands forevermore, and hopefully he could do his own podcast. So, it's a cool thing to be part of the community, and it's such a vibrant community. So tell us, you've been in all sorts of bands and we're going to listen to three different ones. What are we going to expect with this kind of showcase? Is it a bit of everything, or is it all electric guitar to 11?
Pretty much that is going to go through, but by the same token, it is the variation, hopefully in some way. But I'm never trying to reinvent the wheel, and all I ever knew was good people who I made music with, and have been three pieces since I came back from London in 2004. So the first one is The Quick and the Dead, and that was, we were around 2006 to 2010, and Alistair on bass and Ben on drums. And the way we actually started out the thing was going, so I said, I would like to record a demo of my vocals and guitar and songs that I've written to try and get a band together, And Alistair, who was a designer in the place that I worked in, he was like, oh, well, I know my flatmate, he has a recording, computers, they weren't that common when people could record things back then, And then, sure enough, boom. While we were recording my demo, the guy is recording, he started drumming on the table with his hands. I was like, do you own a drum kit? Said, well, yeah. I said, Alistair, do you own a band? Said, yeah. Do you own a bass? Why don't we start a band? And then, in those days, it was great because there were so many venues we could play at. There was sort of like 8 to 10 venues just around central Auckland that you could play at with guitars and that sort of thing, carrying your gear along, asking if you could leave it at the end of the night and pick up the next morning. So, it was a really great time. And all of these sort of bands that I've been in when I came back have been kind of like, 3 or 4 years, which I think when I think about psychedelic and punk rock and that, it's sort of that time because people do get married, have kids, goes on. But it was really nice to have that time and that era of the late mid to late 2000s.
Yeah, I really got to treasure the moment when you are in a band. Myself as a musician, now I'm singing and sort of by myself with backing tracks and loop pedals and doing the corporate thing with the covers. But when you're doing original stuff...
Well, give yourself a plug, Ralphie. What is it? Let us everyone know.
My longest client is actually a sponsor of the show. Thanks for reminding me, Will. AucklandMamaMarkets.co.nz keeps the lights on for KiwiRadio.nz. So, we do that kind of thing. It's a boutique market. zero to five products and local products and all sorts of things. Check it out, AucklandMamamarket.co.nz. But back to you, dear sir. Now, I love the fact that you've got your three songs and it's ID tagged really well. So I can actually, as a radio host, sound like I know what I'm talking about. So anyways, we've got all the links for each band if you want to check that out. So the first one is The Quick and the Dead. It's from the album Destroy the Obstacle, and the Bandcamp link is willsaunders.bandcamp.com. We also have two more bands that Will's been in. Now, what are you actually playing in this first one?
The first one was the first band I started up when I came back. I'm playing guitar and singing. I wrote the songs, and my dear friends Alistair on bass and Ben on drums, who also engineered the songs, got it together, and we put it out on our CD. And funnily enough, BFM here in Auckland played it, played basically every song as a thing. It's probably the high point of my little guitar career in here in Central Auckland. But yeah, shout outs to all radio stations and here in Tomakimbakolo.
Yeah, and don't forget, the second highlight of your musical career is of course being featured on KiwiRadio.nz. We're kind of like the best, best one.
You gave me the greatest interview I've ever had in my life. I've got that on my desktop today, and I was like, oh my god, I actually covered how I actually started doing things. I've listened back to it, and it's almost like, self-therapy.
Thank
you. That's for another time.
I'm gonna,
but I appreciate it, Ralphie. It's really great, man.
Oh, that's awesome. That's such kudos. I, as a music journalist, I try and stay like, let the guests talk, and that's what I'm going to do now. Let the music speak for itself as well. 24 More is the song, Quick in the Dirt.
I was high every day and every night. It's not right. Oh, no. Did not know the words to all the songs I had to learn. I was crawling around on the ground all the time. Oh my. Oh no, oh no, I got 24 more to go. Oh no, oh no, I got 24 more to go. I got 24 more to go. And I didn't even let it go. I got 24 more to go. Strange for me now. Life is strange for me now. Oh no, I've got 24 more to go.
KiwiRadio.nz, Will Saunders in the hot seat today presenting three different bands that he's been in. He played electric guitar in that one. The Quick and the Dead is the name of the band. Up next is another band. Now, it's called Bear Hat. The song is Life Below from the album Get It Out, and the Bandcamp link is bearthatband.bandcamp.com. bearthatband.bandcamp.com. Not the, you use that, I notice. That's different.
Bear Hat was a great one that after The Quick and the Dead, we went our ways and amicably moved on, had kids, did their thing. Bear Hat, I wanted to get another thing going on, and Tyler, who was the bass player and was also a great sound engineer, Tyler Tanton, was in a band, Calamity Jam, I think they're called, and after Quick and the Dead went our ways, I said, hey, I'd like to still keep playing. I was doing acoustic stuff, and I released a solo album, my first one, and was doing a lot of acoustic things, but I wanted to get the rock and roll going, you know, play with your mates, you know. And Tyler was a great guy. And so I said, do you know any drummers? And we tried out a few drummers, and then, we come across the good fortune of Brad Vickers, who's in These Four Wolves. He's based in Australia now.
Oh, nice. So,
they're doing very good things. And, and the whole thing of just the energy and the vibe of kind of, and you know, enjoying a good time and getting into a room. And God damn, and we took over, no, I shouldn't say actually, but it was These Four Wolves. It was their rehearsal room in Parnell. I guess they're all in Australia now, so bygones, but we shouldn't have been using it. But every now and then Brad is like, okay, you can come in. And we're playing some of these big instruments. So this is the real sort of, it was a time that was really rock and roll, you know, like a kind of, I guess, I've always loved rock and roll. This is probably the closest thing I've been to a rock band. But yeah, great guys. And then the production on it, everything was great by Tyler. Of course, everyone was busy, so we recorded these things in about sort of 2010, 2011. But they didn't come out. And after we thought, oh, well, it's nearly 10 years now, in 2019, we finally put it out and mastered it and put it out with our little link with Bear Hat, Get It Out. And so it's an album called Bear Hat, Get It Out. It's just bearhat.com. I don't know. I didn't set up these things. I'm looking at it now, but hey. As far as it goes, there's, as the first song says, it's fine.
Well, news on the grapevine is also bearthatband.bandcamp.com. We love Bandcamp because you can shell out some coin on your next payday. I do that. Did you know that?
Yeah,
I do that with Kiwi
Hat,
Radio.
Bear Hat Band. Bearhatband.com. Okay. Hey, nice one. Thanks, Brad and Tyler. It's good to know I'm on the other side of things.
Yeah, for sure.
I didn't produce this one, and I didn't name it either. I wanted to call it some other names, but out of 50 of them, they picked Bear Hat.
What did you want to call it out of interest? Did you want to call it cow shirt? Good shirt? No.
No, well, Good Shirt was already taken. I know Rodney had copyrighted that, but I wanted to call it the Meredith Hunters. But if you go to the 13th Floor, which is a website, there's an interview with me on this release about how it's probably best to not take someone else's name.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, but the song title Life Below, what that gives me, like visual-wise, is just a bunch of like bearded rockers on the ninth cloud of heaven, looking at life below and seeing all the chaos. Is that what you were thinking when this song was written? Or?
Ralphie, I think you're almost 100% correct, but it's just in the wrong direction. If you flip that mind, it's actually about the
You're 100%
creatures.
Wrong.
The ones that are living in a little molten lava kind of thing, and they're looking up at the earth and the crust and all these animals, and the animals, the human animal. But, hey, they're keeping on the human animal because, God, gosh darn it, they're really messing things up there.
they're not doing things very well.
Molten lava creatures are saying that, and then maybe, who knows, we can get welcomed to when it's all over.
Will Saunders, I've said this before, but we always have fun when you're on the podcast because you're just such a funny lad. Bear Hat is the band. We're only halfway there. Well, there's three songs, but we're halfway there. Second song is halfway, right? Let's do it. Let's play the song and then one final song from the Will Saunders eclectic musical history.
You walk around
Holy Toledo, Batman. That is the definitely like the rockiest, riffiest rock song anthem that I've heard all day, possibly all year. And Bear Hat is the band Where Have You Been All My Life, calling the album Get It Out. It's pretty apt, actually. The assortment of recordings that they sat on guest setting for almost 6 years until they finally got it out. So there we go. And Will Saunders is on the pipes there, the vocalist. It's such a treat when you're singing.
Oh, thanks, Ralphie. You know, as I say, that was a sort of a time when it was actually, there's a funny thing about songwriting. Sometimes when you end up, almost sort of writing and, you know, singing and playing guitar and getting the song that then your dear friends, you know, gather around and we all make the music and you have gigs and it's a good time and that. But then some years later you realize kind of what you're singing about and that. And I think, you know, Bear Hat is probably the closest thing I've been to a rock band, you know. So I love rock, but I love rock and roll, you know.
That's
that beat and that sort of thing goes on. But having the production skills of Tyler Tanton and alongside Brad Vickers on drums, on Bear Hat and bass, that was a really great time. So I'm really stoked to have something that was... We called it Get It Out because I said, hey, we've got to get this out.
Right.
Like, hey, this has been sitting in the camp for so long. It was nearly 10 years. I think it was 9 years. As I say, anyway, it was a good thing to actually get it out. And by the same token, I love hearing it now because, as I say, you know, I wear a different size T-shirt now.
Yeah, you're no longer middle aged. You're past middle aged. I don't know.
I'm hurtling through the ages.
Hurling through the ages. Now that is a song idea right there. Next.
That's mine. You can have it. There you go.
I tried to find Bear Hat on Bandcamp using that URL, but it's no longer there. But the third project definitely is. The Lowest Fidelity is the third and final band. It's still active. TheLowestFidelity.bandcamp.com. Give them a follow. Tell Will that you heard them on KiwiRadio.nz. Especially to all those tuned in right now from Chicago. Welcome to the show, hey. Chicago. I don't know. I always feel like breaking into song when I say Chicago. I don't know why.
Well, it's great to hear these people. It's great you announce who is going on. I know there's someone in Hamilton, maybe in a place called Lemonwood Cottage. I don't know. It's full of cats, so they might have stepped on the keypad or something. But anyway, carry on.
For sure. It will be a first if we have the cat population listening into the podcast. Actually, that's a market that I need to tap, you know, for sure. Making a note. Anyways, the third band is The Lowest Fidelity. It's called, the song is called Being Called Out. What's that mean?
Well, I guess it was when it was first started to be, this is kind of around about the time of when I finished Bear Hat, and then around about the sort of time, that might have been about 2013, 2014, we started recording and doing our thing, and we went to Bob Frisbee's studio, and it's Stuart Kett on the drums and Glenn Coops on bass, and they're from a great band, New Zealand band called The Situations, who are great friends of mine and really lovely folks, you know. And we played these songs, and it was so much fun. We had a really good time, and thanks to Bob Frisbee for letting us record the stems, and then I took those stems back and spent about 2 years and took about 10 years off my life trying to mix and produce it myself. And then the final portion was I'm going to Ed Costello of Dictaphone Blues fame and recording my vocals with him. And when I managed and smeared it all together, thankfully it came up okay on Bandcamp. So this song's been called out. As I say, we had great times. We played many times at the Golden Dawn, etc. But this one's about just when the phrase came out, being called out, this pre-Me Too, when someone does something wrong, and say, oh, man, that's not right. Someone says something bad, and your friend group, no problem calling them out.
So yeah.
The problem only started when you opened up your mouth.
And someone says, you're talking to Jacinda, aren't you? you're listening, ex-Prime Minister. Yeah, the cool thing about the catalogue there is it's all for free. I'm actually downloading it as we speak. Yeah. And that's a good way to...
Right on, man. I would love it to have people to hear music rather than, you know, but, and times are tough, But if someone would like to hear my music, I would like to do it. I used to be a busker. That was the whole thing about it. Now, you know, if I'm going to play a goddamn guitar in my room by myself, I might as well do it on the street. And you know what? I could be through some bread and cheese.
Hey man, I cut my what do they say in the street? You cut your teeth myself as a busker as well. It was a great. Well, it's very different now with all these rules and stuff. But there was a heyday where you could just rock
it. How are you able to broadcast your thoughts and your cool energy online and through the airwaves? You know, that's where it comes from. You know, if you hadn't been busking, you might be too shy.
Yeah, for sure. I know how to project. And the other reason why I know how to project is because I'm also Filipino. And if you know the Filipino culture, we love to yell when we talk. Talking to you, Mum, you really need to know how to be quiet when you're talking to me on the phone. Talking to you, Mum. Anyways, she doesn't listen to my show. Don't worry about it. Will Saunders is also a fantastic... Funny you say that, because as I was saying that I talk too loud, my wife's just giving me the wee gestures to quiet him down. We have a young bubba going to sleep right now, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm loud. Hey, good night, fella.
Good night, little man. Good night, New Zealand. Do you remember those that when TV used to turn off at 8?
Oh, yeah, man. Good night, Kiwi.
Good night, Kiwi. Gosh. Do you sometimes reminisce?
It's too late for me.
Do you sometimes reminisce and wish that maybe we were forced to shut off technology at 8?
Well, at the end of the day, I'm typing into ChatGPT right now how we could go back and solve the problem of what's going on. So, yeah, I, for one, welcome our AI overlords. And I look forward to hearing more songs written by me, but not by me, if you know what I mean.
ChatGPT. Is an artificial intelligence chatbot developed by OpenAI, released in November 2022.
And, you know, it was by people, Ralphie. People have programmed this, and you can trust people implicitly.
I trust a person more than an AI robot.
Robot dogs running around. They definitely friendly.
Those robot dogs freak me out, man.
Funny and friendly. Funny and friendly. And look at them. Isn't it funny? Don't worry. Don't think about war, and don't remember the Terminator. Yeah. Don't think about AI. Anyway,
like I said, we're in the final pages of Revelations, so it's been good knowing you, Will Saunders, and I love your music till the end. Will Saunders.
Thank you so much, Ralphie.
You're a great man. Very awesome creative. Remember to check out willsaundersart.com.
Keep on being creative. As to steal your tagline, keep on creating.
I love that you know the tagline, though, which is awesome. So, yeah. Stay cool, stay creative, Mr. Saunders. Mr. Saunders. It sounds like you're from The Matrix. Mr. Saunders. Stay cool. Well, I'm calling it out. Will Saunders is officially the coolest man in rock and roll. There we go. Calling it out.
Oh,
as it is.
Thank you, Ralphie. Thank you, brother.
Okay, brother. Awesome. I look forward to all your music. Wonderful.
What they say, you care just what they say, you care just.
radio.nz. Will Saunders, such a cool guy, man. I always have so much fun when he joins us on the podcast. Wishing him all the best. Staying true as a true fan, rock and roll to the very end there, Mr. Saunders. You are so cool. I love talking to you so much. We have some really great guests coming up. I just locked in an awesome interview for next week with Pat Piasta. She just calls herself Pat, though, very poppy and things like that. Roger Skinner is going to be joining us sometime soon in the future as well, country star. Monolith, if you like rock and roll, with Brent West there. Dolphin Friendly, Marmalade, who's friends with Odds and Ends, and Louise from Sonic Space Lab will be opening his favorite records with us. Greg Conrad is also asked to be joining us. All sorts of really cool things. And if you want to support the podcast, you can, for guess what, a $2 coin once a month. If you're getting paid, I don't know why you're not a subscriber. You need to shell $2 a month so we can keep our servers alive. Please do. And I want to thank the people that are currently doing that, MDWH, Anarchy, and all those others, John T, and everyone else joining. Thank you. And if you do join, you will unlock additional podcasts, bonus content, and all that sort of stuff as well. And we are a fun community, guys. We're not going to make money out of this fun thing that we do, but it does help. So thank you. Thank you very much. And of course, our sponsors, AucklandMamaMarket.co.nz and RebellionGaia.com. If you've got Steam as a video game thing, you got to check out Rebellion Gaia. Anyways, that is pretty much the show. I've had a lot of fun. I'm in a good mood. Always in a good mood. Yeah, let's go. And see you next week, Tuesdays, 7 to 8 p.m. New Zealand time. We do this every week. I want to thank everyone for joining us during the entire hour. Wow, we love you. Thank you, Chicago. Thank you, New Zealand. Thank you, everyone. And yeah, I hope to see you again soon. You can download all our podcasts for free as an MP3 download, and most of them. And don't forget to join. You'll get bonus ones as well. That's it. Anything else? Any questions? Nope. I've spoken. Good night. Good night, New Zealand. Woo! Good night, New Zealand.